This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Lower Cape Fear Hospice is throwing a Southern Shindig this Saturday to support bereavement programs for youth.
Every minute somewhere, there are people being born, but also every minute somewhere, there are people dying. So we tend to talk about the people being born, but we do not tend to talk about the people dying.
That is Marty Hernandez. Although she could easily be referring to all of us, she's specifically referring to children. Marty is the Children's Bereavement Coordinator for Lower Cape Fear Hospice.
We not only provide services to children and families who are connected to hospice families, but also children that have been impacted by a death outside of the hospice family. So any child, any young person in the community who's been impacted by a death, we provide them services and grief support. Part of the reason that we can do that is because Lower Cape Fear Hospice's mission, in part, is just to educate the community about grief and loss. So it's a valuable gift to the community to provide that opportunity for children to learn about their grief and loss and express themselves and memorialize a person that's died. Some of the things that would occur for children is they wouldn't have the same life experiences as adults. So when grief washes over you and includes so many different feelings and emotions, not just sadness, but fear, anger, surprise, lots of times confusion, that experience in of itself is new to a child and might be very distressing. So not only are they missing the person that's died, but they're also having this experience with feelings that they've never had before. So it's an opportunity to kind of help them understand that there's nothing wrong with them, that they're going through that experience. Also, kids have a tendency to feel very alone in their grief because it's not something that they walk down a school hall and talk about or experience.
There are different programs for young people to help them navigate grief and loss. In June and July, week-long half-day camps are available from second graders through middle schoolers. Hospice also hosts family days at various locations with activities for youth and caregivers like horseback riding, skating, and bouncy houses. They always provide an opportunity to remember a lost loved one.
One of my favorite things that we create, we call a wish and memory box. So as the families decorate the box, they think about the memories that they've had with the person that's died, but they're also prompted to think about their wishes, which would be things that, you know, they would have hoped to be able to do that they can no longer do. So it gives them an opportunity to kind of experience all of that.
Most of hospice's children's grief programs are free, but they are completely funded by community fundraising. That's where the Southern Shindig comes in. Here's Lori Taylor, Vice President of Fundraising at Lower Cape Fear Hospice.
So the Southern Shindig, the proceeds are going to go to support our children's program in Columbus and Bladen counties. We rely 100% on community support to provide this program to our families. For years out in Whiteville, we have done Festival of Trees, and we're no longer doing Festival of Trees. So we really wanted to do something new and, I guess, engaging for the community. So this idea came up for the Southern Shindig, and we've got Matthew Register from Southern Barbecue out of Garland, who's nationally recognized for his barbecue. And we've got Gary Louder and the Smokin' Hot Band from Myrtle Beach. So we're going to have a smoking hot night, barbecue and music. And of course, you know, the normal fundraising things like a silent auction, yard games.
That was Lori Taylor and Marty Hernandez from Lower Cape Fear Hospice. The Southern Shindig is at the Columbus County Fairgrounds this Saturday night, June 10th, 7 to 10 o'clock. Find details about the Shindig and the youth programs it will support at whqr.org.